feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's
today is the day 82 of the series Here Comes the Bridegroom. This is the Avyakta Murli of 30th November 2014. Baba is meeting up with double foreigners. 300 double foreigners have come. There are many foreigners here. Is it the turn of foreigners? Those from abroad come in every turn. It's good. It's a good system that has been created. Everyone receives a chance. Achha. So about 300 foreigners had come about 7 years back. And Baba is saying it's a good system that has been created. And everyone receives a chance. Whatsoever is worth achieving should be achieved in this very life. Life provides open opportunities, open chance to everyone. It's not that this chance is only for selected few. Whatever one has achieved, all others can also achieve. No matter what it is. As regards physical health, emotional stability, intellectual prowess, or spiritual excellence. Whatever one achieves is the direct result of his mindset, of his opportunity, of his receptiveness to the opportunities that life provides. And life provides you with neutral opportunities. It depends on you what you do with it. Everybody is given same time, 24 hours. And what you do with this 24 hours depends upon you. Are you collecting pebbles or diamonds? Whether you collect pebbles or you collect diamonds, it entirely depends upon you, your choice. Opportunity is same for all. And we have heard multiple times in Murli, Baba talks about treasures. All treasures are given by the Father. All treasures are given. It's not that some are given more and some are given less. Same time all treasures are given. And the treasures are open. There is no key. It's not under lock and key. So whatever you want, how much you want, you can take. So it's all about opportunities. It's all about harnessing on opportunities. So what we do with it? By saying, life, everybody is given a chance here. What are we doing with that chance? Are we wasting our time, energy, money, spiritual powers in worthless things? Are we doing something very much worthwhile? What we do with our day? That's a very important question. As I said, we all are given same time, 24 hours. Every human being has got 24 hours, whether spiritual or non-spiritual. What time we start our day? Let's begin from here. As we were discussing the other day, this is all about mental programming, deprogramming and reprogramming, to destroy the old program and to create a new program. So it depends how I begin my day. There are two types of people, larks and owls. Larks means early riser and early sleeper. Owl means late riser and late sleepers. They rise late and they sleep late. Larks means they rise up early and they sleep early. Only when we are in harmony with nature, everything goes on perfectly well. The moment we break any law of nature, we suffer. The whole day is filled with hectic activities. Necessary, sometimes unnecessary, unwanted chores. The only time where we can stabilize ourselves, make a journey within, is the nectarine time of Amrit Vela. So it's of paramount importance to understand and accordingly to set our time of getting up. The earlier we rise up and begin our day, more time we get. It's not just about doing yoga. There are so many things to do at Amrit Vela. Or there are people in the world who rise up very early, and what they do? They spend 90 minutes in workout, exercise. They spend some time in jogging. They spend time in reading some book. They spend time in doing some meditation. So they do so many things like this. There are people in the world who are non-spiritual and who get up at 2:30. Some of them get up at 3 o'clock. Some of them get up at 3:30. Like that. And if you read a Murli at Amrit Vela, you can retain that Murli throughout the day. Now read that same Murli in the middle of the day. You can't retain. So difficult. Your mind is scattered. The best time to read Amrit Murli is Amrit Vela, before starting your Amrit Vela. That is the best time. You can retain so many paragraphs, so many important points, and they go deep within you. So spend 10 minutes at least in reading Sakar Murli before you begin your Amrit Vela. The moment you get up, have your bath, do some breathing exercises. These are very important part of Amrit Vela. Breathing exercises will pour extra oxygen into the system. Because we spend night in suffocated atmosphere. There are people who close their windows and sleep. The air should be circulating throughout the room. You know, many people die in sleep. Why? Because the atmosphere of the room is stagnated air. The air should keep on flowing here also in this room. The whole night this is closed. The first thing is open the windows, open the doors, and then sleep. Let there be free flow of air in the room. Otherwise you fall sleepy. So the first thing is have bath. After bath, do breathing exercises. Pranayama or anything like that. Then read Sakar Murli. 10 minutes. 10 minutes exercise. Or you can even do physical exercise. Anything. Simple exercises. Stretching exercises. And then start your Amrit Vela. This is the best thing. Rather than just getting up and rushing and sitting in meditation and then falling off sleep. Dozing there in front of Baba. They will not help you much. Life is an opportunity. Life is a chance. It's a chance to go into the depth of your own being, to understand yourself. So don't think that Amrit Vela is just for sitting and doing meditation. It's also for churning knowledge. It's also a physically active body will be spiritually active body. A physically sick body will be spiritually sick body. If you are physically healthy, you will be professionally healthy. If you are physically sick, you suffer. You have to sit at home and what about your seva? Nobody will say anything to you because you are sick. But you know that without you, the seva suffers. Because other people are not that much expert. Because you are looking after that seva from last 20 years, last 5 years. So you know every ins and outs, bolts, nuts and bolts. Now you are sick. Your junior or somebody else is there. He doesn't know. So is it service or disservice? And you fall sick because of your own reasons. That's why keep doors open. There should be free flow of air in the place where you sleep at night. Yesterday we were talking of ACs and fans. Here, yes, electric fans are must. They keep the air flowing. Rather than sleeping in a closed, stagnated room, with closed doors. I have seen many people, they keep their windows closed all the time. Even during sleep, their doors are closed. And they sleep in a very suffocated room. How can fresh air go within? How can you live, attain longevity of life? There is an author who has written a beautiful thing. He said that he went to Himalayas once, and there he was shocked to see people, 200 year old man working in the field, 150 year old woman doing some household work. So it was very difficult to know who is 200 year old and who is 100 year old. Why? Because they are living so close to nature. Fresh air is they are inhaling. We are what we inhale. Breathing is life. We are not what we eat, rather than we are what we breathe. Breathing is more important than anything else. Unless and until fresh air goes within, you cannot have health, vitality, mental clarity, stability. So Amrit Vela is a time for reading, churning knowledge. Amrit Vela is a time for some breathing exercises. Amrit Vela is a time to do some physical exercises. Amrit Vela is a time to become bodiless, to meditate. Not just to meditate, but there are so many things, and all these things can be done within 3-4 minutes rather than rushing straight to Amrit Vela. Stretch your body, do little exercise so that energy comes in the system. Otherwise you go and you start sleeping. There is no experience. How was the Amrit Vela? Was very good. What is your experience? Nothing. No experience. What newness, what new thoughts came to you? What beautiful, pure thoughts came to you? No thoughts. Because from where they will come? The best thing is to breed Sakar Murli before starting Amrit Vela. For example, in today's Murli, Baba said, merciful. You are merciful. The worldly souls are suffering. They are tired, exhausted, unhappy. Show mercy on them. That is slogan. You are jewels of contentment. So you are jewels of contentment. The moment you get up, you read few lines like this. So your system is energized. So do everything that will fill you with energy. Life has given us a chance to fill ourselves with energy. So do all energizing activities. Meditation is what energizing. Take powers during meditation. Take power from exercise. Take power from air by breathing. Take power by churning knowledge. Make everything an opportunity to empower yourself. When you are serving, what are you doing? You take powers of blessing from other souls. That is also the same. For a spiritual person, everything is same. For him, it is not that now I am sitting in Murli and now it's a meditation. Now I am entering into Seva. Everything is same. For him, everything is energizing. First, doing exercise, he takes energy. Breathing, he takes energy. Meditating, he takes energy. Listening Murli, he takes energy. Reading Murli, he takes energy. Churning Murli, he takes energy. Eating, he takes energy. Drinking, he takes energy. Talking, he is taking energy. While going on service, he is serving selflessly. So he is automatically taking energy, power of energy powers from other souls. So it is whether you serve or whether you meditate or whether you take bath, these are the same procedures. Everything is same. It is not that when I speak, that time I am doing service. When I am not speaking, that time also, when you are an audience, that time also you are taking energy. When you are speaking, it is not to impress anybody. But my talk, my speech is energizing myself. I am filling my own soul with energy. So giving speech is energy. Listening any class is energy. Listening Murli energy. Reading Murli is energy. Churning Murli is energy. The process is same. All are energizing activities. When I write something, it is energy. If I use my mobile, I am using it for service, not for any entertainment at all. Even if I do any entertainment, it is also for energizing myself. So everything is for energy. When I do yoga, I take powers from Shiva Baba. He is a point of light. You know, we are made up of blood. Our body is made up of blood, and blood is made up of gases. What is water? H2O. H, hydrogen, oxygen. So these are atoms. These are gases. So blood is made up of gases. Gases are made up of atoms. Atoms are made up of atoms. This is an atom. Electrons are moving. Photons, electrons. This is like a solar system. And if you go within, everything is energy. Everything is energy. So, When I am doing yoga, I am taking energy from Shiv Baba straight. And my every system is getting activated, energizing. So doing yoga is also taking, having your food. So this is also energizing exercise. So everything I convert into energy. Everything becomes energizing exercise for me. It is not that when I am doing seva, it is different. And when I am speaking, it is different. Even when I am sleeping. Sleeping is also an energy giving exercise. When I am sleeping, I am giving energy to my body. So that when I wake up next day, I am full of energy again. So life is an opportunity. It depends upon you. Whether you are deriving energy or whether you are depleting your energy by useless activities. So I do everything that fills me with energy and energy and energy. And when I do all this, I remain detached. Absolutely detached from everything. I am here at the center and all work is going on at the periphery. The moment work finishes, I withdraw myself and I enter this core where I am alone. I am not attached to any person, any object, any karma, any bondage, any influence, any dependency on anything. On the surface it appears this man, this person is involved in 100 activities. But inside there is total stillness, nothingness. You can just give up everything in two ticks, in no moment. So this is what is karmatit stage. This is what Baba has given us a chance, an opportunity. So life is a chance, a neutral chance, a neutral opportunity. What you do depends upon you. You spend your time collecting stones and pebbles or you are collecting diamonds. Everything depends upon you. So Amrit Vela. Post Amrit Vela period, what I do? Pre Murli, Murli and post Murli, what I do? Pre food, during food and post food, what I do? During Karma Yoga, pre Karma Yoga, during Karma Yoga and post Karma Yoga, what I do? Pre-evening, in-evening, after-post-evening, what I do. Pre-sleep, during-sleep and post-sleep, what I do. So every activity, right from morning till night, should convert into a series of continuous yoga, a continuous meditation. It is not that when I am sitting in front of Baba, I am meditating. When I am talking on phone, that time also I am meditating. Wow, because I am helping somebody, I am serving somebody and I am receiving blessing from that some person. So that is also an energizing activity for me and in doing that I am following Srimad and when I follow Srimad, automatically his blessings are upon me. So I am continuous perpetual ocean, rain of blessings or powers falling upon me all the time. So spirituality is not an isolated event. Spirituality is not any evening festival or morning event. Now let us celebrate or particular day. This is a festival. So it is not that. Spirituality is a continuum. Spirituality is a continuous festival. Spirituality is a continuous event which is going on. It is not that I am spiritual for 23 hours and 1 hour I am material person. No. Throughout the day, anything I do is spiritual. It is not that I am angel only when I am bodiless. But throughout the day I am angel. So this angelic consciousness, this spiritual consciousness should pervade the mind, should prevail over the conscience and consciousness throughout. This is what is chance. So Baba has given us chance. Whatever you want to achieve, you can achieve. To highest possible spiritual level, you can take your mind. Highest possible spiritual level. You can attain all spiritual siddhis in this very life. Because death is an end of all opportunities. In death, you can't do anything. You have to do whatever you have to achieve before it. And if one person can achieve anything, everyone can achieve. There is no limit to our capacities and capabilities. Physical capacities, there is no limit. Mental capacities, there are no limit. Emotional capacities, there are no limits. Spiritual capacities are unlimited. You can go on, you can acquire anything, any power, clairvoyance, durdrishti, clairvoyant, durdhvani, any spiritual siddhis you can achieve in this very life. Just need practice, concentration, dedicated efforts, perseverance, that's it. And you become what you want to. This is the chance life has given us. This is the chance Baba has given us. Sitting in Madhuban, we can do anything what we want. Highest spiritual level is possible here. Now there is such a beautiful and calm atmosphere. Absolute lockdown. So, you can elevate your consciousness to the highest possible level and free yourself from all the undignified past, traumatic memories, and anything which is unwanted, and free yourself. This is the time for freedom. This is the time for liberty. This is a wake-up call to rise, to go up, and to achieve what we always wanted to. Om Shanti.